It's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Carl Castle, can you give us the current scores?
Well, Jessie Klein has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points, but Paula Poundstone and Brian Babylon are tied for second. Each has 3.
Okay. Right. Well, we flipped a coin, and Paul's elected to go second, so Brian, you're up first. The clock will start when they begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Two American hikers were reunited with their families after being freed from prison in blank.
Iran.
Right. EU officials said this week that they will not abandon blank or allow it to default on its debts.
Greece.
Right. American diplomats walked out during an anti-American speech Iranian President Ahmadinejad gave at the blank.
UN.
Right. On Wednesday, a House of Representatives panel approved a bill that would stop delivery of mail on blank.
Saturday.
Right. British singer Sean Ryder says his recently released autobiography was hard to write because blank.
It was fake.
No, he can't remember anything that happened between 1990 and 2006. After 40 years on the air, the soap opera Blank ended on Friday.
All My Children.
Right. Heinz announced this week that it's doing away with the traditional style of blank packets.
Ketchup.
Right. On Saturday, an intoxicated Oregon man was detained after he blanked.
Fell asleep in a cop car.
No, after he mistook a police station for a casino. He
so
walked
close.
In, asked a cop for blackjack chips. The policeman told him, this is a police station, not a casino, and he left. But a few minutes later, he staggered back in, once again, under the impression the police station was a casino. He was then given the most redundant alcohol test ever. Carl, how did Brian do in our quiz?
Now Brian had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Brian has taken the lead.
Well done. All right. Here we go, Paula. Fill in the blank. Early this week, the Pentagon officially repealed the controversial blank policy.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Right. Former Afghan President Rabbani was killed this week in what is thought to be an attack by the blank.
Taliban.
Right. A battle this week over a spending bill with disaster relief has led to the possibility of another government blank.
Shutdown.
Right. Modern Family and Mad Men were among the big winners at this year's blank awards.
Emmy.
Right. Georgia police are close to identifying the suspects who allegedly broke into a man's home and blanked.
Broke into a man's home and danced all night.
And threw a birthday party and washed their dog. Over 27 million people tuned in to watch Ashton Kutcher's debut in the sitcom Blank.
Two and a half men.
Right. Two Italian men arrested for soliciting prostitutes while visiting Croatia told the judge that they were just blank.
They thought it was okay because the Italian prime minister does it all the time.
Exactly right. They said they were following the example set by Silvio Berlusconi. Quote, what's wrong with it? That's what our prime minister Silvio Berlusconi does, the Italians explained to the judge. Immediately freed, the two men went on to get hair plugs and to destroy the economy of a major European nation. Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz? Pretty well, it seemed.
Yes, Paula had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She is now tied with Brian Babylon with 15, and they're both in the lead.
All right.
Oh, man.
So how many, then, does Jesse need to win and claim her first victory? And wait, don't tell me.
6 correct answers.
Oh,
all right, here we go, Jesse.
All right.
This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Ben Bernanke announced Operation Twist, the latest plan designed to stimulate the blank.
The economy.
Right. Officials are investigating after planes crashed at 2 different blanks in Nevada and West Virginia.
Airfields.
Right. Air shows. At the F8 Developers Conference on Thursday, Mark Zuckerberg announced major changes to blank.
Facebook.
Right. This week, the Justice Department charged operators of an online blank game site with running a Ponzi scheme.
Poker.
Yes. According to research published this week at FastCompany.com, the average apple you see in the grocery store is actually blank.
Frozen. No. Old.
Yes, old is right.
Well, old. I said old.
She said frozen first, though. I don't know.
Frozen's the same as old. Go.
We give it to her. She changed her mind.
All right. Bill Clinton revealed this week that he had turned down an offer to appear in the TV show Blank.
Fantasy Island.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that's terrible.
On Thursday, HP announced that their new CEO would be former eBay CEO blank.
Ugh, I don't know.
Meg Whitman, a Yankees fan, got to live out a lifelong dream when he went to a Red Sox game and blanked.
Threw out the first pitch.
No, served the pitcher with a summons.
Oh, obviously.
When the guy showed up at Fenway with court papers, the Red Sox tried to stop him, saying the pitcher had to pitch that very evening. But the gleeful Yankees fan said, quote, my client wants it served today. That's what I got to do. That's true. He did not have to be wearing a Yankee jersey and laughing maniacally the whole time. Carl, did Jesse do well enough to win?
She needed 6 correct answers, but she had just 5 correct answers. Oh. So with 15 points, Paula Poundstone and Brian Babylon are this week's co-champions.
There you are.
Oh, man.